皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Sachiko here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Number 23Mobile phone. So Natsuko-san, do you have a mobile phone yourself?
Yes, I do.
Would you say most people in Japan have mobile phones?
I guess so.
I was really surprised when I came back.
Oh, really?
Everybody and everybody had cell phones. Mm-hmm. They had camera-equipped cell phones, mm-hmm. which wasn't around the last time I lived here.
Oh,
so
yeah, sure.
That was really surprising.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Even the kids.
Exactly.
Have one of them.
Yeah, I've been bumping into so many children, like 8, 9, 10 years old, mm-hmm. who have cell phones of their own.
Yes.
Like, what do they use it for?
That's what's about today's lesson, right?
Right. So today's conversation is between a boy and his mother mm-hmm. over cell phones.
So what kind of Japanese is used here?
Casual?
Yes. So let's pay attention to that part too. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
ねえお母さん、携帯電話買ってよ。
ダメ。小学生に携帯電話は必要ないでしょ。
みんな持ってるよ。いくつになったら買ってくれるの？
携帯電話で何をするの？
ゲームとかメールするんだよ。
電話をするだけなら買ってもいいわよ。
それなら携帯電話いらないよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ねえ、お母さん、携帯電話買ってよ。
ダメ。小学生に携帯電話は必要ないでしょ。
みんな持って持ってるよ。いくつになったら買ってくれるの？
携帯電話で何をするの？
ゲームとかメールするんだよ。
電話をするだけなら買ってもいいわよ。
それなら、携帯電話いらないよ。
次は英語が入ります。
ねえお母さん、携帯電話買ってよ。
Hey mom, buy me a cell phone.
ダメ。小学生に携帯電話は必要ないでしょ。
No, elementary students do not need cell phones.
みんな持ってるよ。いくつになったら買ってくれるの？
But everybody has one. When will you get me one?
携帯電話で何をするの？
What would you do with a cell phone?
ゲームとかメールするんだよ。
Play games, send email.
電話をするだけなら買ってもいいわよ。
If you're going to make phone calls, I could buy you one.
それなら携帯電話いらないよ。
What? In that case...I don't need a cell phone.
Natsuko-san, what did you think? You don't think elementary school kids should have cell phones?
Yes.
Yeah,
basically.
I don't get it either. Especially if the child only wants to play video games or just email people.
Yeah.
I don't understand the purpose of that.
Mm-hmm. But some parents buy the cell phone for their kids.For their security. So just for safety,
right.
maybe they carry one.
So let's look at the vocabulary in today's conversation. The first one, please, Natsuko-san.
携帯電話
Cell phone.
携帯電話 携帯電話
Now the first part, 携帯 mm-hmm. means portable.
Yes.
And the last part, 電話 is telephone.
Yes, telephone you carry with.And recently, just 携帯 means mobile phone.
Yes. Yeah, 携帯.
Because it became so popular.
Right. Bizarre. Next word, please.
小学生
Elementary school student.
小学生小学生
How would you say elementary school?
小学校
So the last character in 小学生 means a person.
Yes, actually a student, maybe.
学生の生ですね。And when you turn that into elementary school, the building, you use a different character for 学校。
Yes.
校。Next word, please.
必要。
Necessary.
必要。必要。
So if you wanted to say in a sentence, that is necessary, what would you say?
それは必要だ。
That is necessary. But in this conversation, it was the opposite. That's not necessary.
必要ない。
I agree with a mother, I think.
Me too.
Next vocabulary, please.
Game.
Game. In Japanese, when you say game, does it usually mean a computer game?
Yes, I think video games.
Yeah, video games. Mm-hmm. True.
Maybe it can refer to board games.
Right.
But I think mostly video games. Mm-hmm.
Because board games are just almost non-existent now. Nobody plays them anymore.
No more monopolies?
I don't know. That's my favorite. I know. I loved it. But oh, well. What's the next word, please?
Mail.
Email.
Mail. Mail.
So in English, mail would mean going through the post office, mailing. Mm-hmm. But in Japanese, mail only refers to email.
That's right.
So there's a separate word for mailing?
Yūbin.
So that's for the snail mail.
Yes. So if you seek the katakana word, meru, that's almost 100% emails.
Right. And in a conversation, would you actually say meru suru?
Right. So it can be also used as a verb. I'll send you an email.
Right.
Meru suru.
So much a part of the Japanese culture now, it's blended in.
Exactly.
And our last vocabulary, please.
それなら.
If that's the case, then.
それなら. それなら.
Now let's look at the last sentence in our conversation.
Hello, Natsuko-san.
こんにちは.
失礼します. So I have been summoned to help out with today's grammar point.
Yes, please. Help us out.
Well, no, you help us out because we're going to defer this to you. So, well, first of all, what is today's grammar point?
ただ and なら.
Both of which are conditional conjunctions. And we've been talking about conditionals quite a lot recently.
Yes.
But it's very necessary. You know, one of the best things you could do to really take your Japanese to the next level is to introduce conditionals to your speaking patterns. And once you get the patterns, once you understand how to do it, you know, it's up to you to try it over and over and over again.
Just get used to it.
Exactly. Now, tada is a subordinate conjunction, which indicates that the events in the subordinate clause occur or may occur after the event in the main clause. In English, this roughly corresponds to when, if, after. And this is one of the things about tada. You have to listen to the whole sentence or you have to hear it in context to really understand which one they're talking about. Because sometimes it could be an if conditional. Sometimes it could be talking about when, a point in time. So there are many different possibilities. So again, context. Now, tada is quite easy to form, right, Natsuko-san?
Yeah.
How do we form the tada conditional?
Just add la to the past tense.
That's it.
Yeah.
So the conjugation is quite easy.
Yeah, and actually, the ta part is part of the past tense, right?
Yeah, so if you can conjugate the past tense, you can make this conditional.
Yeah, just add la.
Yeah, then we also had, wow, what a lesson. We also had nara. Could you use that pronunciation one more time?
Nara.
Now, this conditional follows verbs, adjectives, nouns, as is. So we just have the adjective or the verb followed by?
Nara.
So very easy to construct.
Yes.
Now, constructing a proper sentence, again, you're going to want to check out the PDF because we have more examples in there inside the Learning Center, lots of things to really bring it all together. But today was a really good lesson in conditionals. And again, this is something that could really take your Japanese to the next level, because think about how many times you use conditionals in your native language or in English each day.
Mm-hmm.
And these two patterns really help your linguistic arsenal.
Wow.
All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた今度。
お疲れ様。